Fossi Napolitani to another season of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rafa Rispo. We're kicking off the 2021-22 season with a pretty cool show. We are back. It's great to be back. It's been quite the summer, personally. It's been quite the summer in calcio. You know, we have European champions, Italy. And Napoli have a lot to do with the European championships. And talking a little bit more about that later on in this episode is going to be Frank Sidekick, or should we say the former Frank Sidekick. Yes, Frank Sidekick was going by this name because of a work thing. He's not in that same work thing anymore. And he'll explain it to you later, but Dr. Henry Bell, rather, the doc, I think we're going to call him doctor from now on, Dr. Napoli, I like that, because he is Dr. Napoli. Frank Sidekick, Henry Bell, is back as well, and he gives us about 9 minutes of sheer gold later on today, as he talks about how he feels Spalletti is going to fare and Napoli are going to do this season, what they need, and how the starting 11 is going to look in the game against Venezia. And speaking of the game against Venezia, thanks to my good friend Frank, this is a guy whose real name is Frank, actually, but he is at Serie_Aust. He lives in Australia, but Frank is a great source of all things Serie A English. Like, he has done lists in the past couple of years listing off great English language content, social media content, and Twitter accounts for Serie A teams. And, you know, I didn't really know where to go with Venezia. And soon as I put out a tweet saying, please, anybody who's a Venezia fan that speaks English that wants to chat, hit me up on the DM. And, of course, as I expected, Frank at Serie_Aust, he came to me like I thought he would, and he came through. Because today we're going to interview a gentleman by the name of Marco Rinaldi, who is a Scotsman who lives in Scotland. He is a writer, and he does writing podcasts, actually. He does a podcast on writing, so that's his passion. So it was great to connect with another podcaster. And even though he doesn't really do calcio podcasts or calcio content, his Twitter account is all about Venezia. So it was great to see that we were able to find somebody to talk to, a team that we're playing against. I've been really trying to launch a new segment called Behind Enemy Lines, which is going to be sort of like, you know, and, you know, Marco and I just met, you know, we had a chat this morning, Marco Rinaldi. And I'm not going to bust his chops too much, but I would like to get in some of our friends that are, you know, fans of these teams and really go back and forth and banter with them. I mean, I just met the guy. I don't want to give the wrong impression at first, but he was a great, great person to talk to, knew his stuff, very knowledgeable. Good to hear, because we need to grow Serie A in English more and more. But yeah, let's get to it. We're going to kick off the day with my chat earlier today with Marco Rinaldi. And we will then go to right to Frank Sidekick, or should I say Dr. Henry Bell. This is going to take some getting used to, Doc, just so you know. but yeah, enjoy it and then enjoy that. And I'll be back after Dr. Henry Bell. All right, and we kick off our first edition of Behind Enemy Lines with a man who comes in as a writer. He's a writer. He's from Scotland, and he's a big Venezia fan. He's got a podcast that is all about writing called the Page One Podcast, but his Twitter is mostly Venezia. Marco Rinaldi. Marco, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, absolutely. First off, I'd like to congratulate you and all the Venezia fans all over the globe for securing your first promotion in Serie A in 20 years. Must feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's been some summer, I have to say, with the promotion to Serie A and then Euro 2020. It's been a lot to celebrate, and the Olympics, of course, as well. So, yeah.
Right. And you're in Scotland, but your last name is Rinaldi, so I'm assuming you're Italian. Why don't you let us all know how you became a Venezia fan quick before we get started?
Sure. Well, as you say, my name is Italian. My parents are Italian, and my mum's family is from Venice, so that's where the connection comes in, and that is the team that I follow for better or for worse. For some reason, that's where I went. But I've supported them for years. I remember our last time in Serie A with, you know, the days of Recoba and Maniero saving us. So yeah, it's amazing to be back in Serie A again.
Absolutely. You guys finished fifth last season in Serie B, but you were able to win the promotion playoffs by beating Chievo into bankruptcy, which a lot of Napoli fans really appreciated. And then Lecce in the semis, and finally Cittadella in the final. You've also decided to keep manager Paolo Zanetti going into this season. But after spending 4 years in Serie B and then going through a lot as a club before that, tell us how you feel to be back in Serie A. You know, you just touched on Recoba, in the days past, but maybe also shedding some light in how the club's direction is going.
Yeah, well, I mean, since that last time that we were in Serie A, we've been through a bit of a turbulent time. We've been bankrupt three times. We've started again from Serie D three times. And it's only really since 2015-16 when Joe Tacopina took over as president with the American group of investors that we've really managed to sustain a proper foundation of a club and actually have goals that we've met and built upon each season. So, you know, that's what we've really turned the corner in that sense. And there is now a serious project there in Venice. And obviously getting to Serie A was one of those goals, but staying up is obviously going to be difficult this season.
Well, you have Duncan Niederauer. I can't pronounce it. Trying to pronounce it in Niederauer.
Yeah.
He is of American descent, correct? So he's the owner now. But like I said, you managed to keep Zanetti in, and you guys had somewhat of an active market with the three names, most notably being Gianluca Busio and Tanner Tessman from MLS and U.S. soccer fame. They're coming in off the heels of winning not only a Nations League for CONCACAF, but also winning CONCACAF Gold Cup. Probably, though, the most notable move for me that caught my eye was Mattia Caldara on loan. How do you feel about the American Association? How do you feel about, the squad, the season in general coming up? Are there any other transfers that I might have missed that are sort of low-key that you can comment on that excites you?
Yeah, well, so the American connection, obviously, as I said, Tacopina and the American investors coming in really changed our fortunes. And although Tacopina's gone, Niederauer was part of that investment group and has now stepped forward. And, in terms of as a club, the American direction is invaluable and it's the right thing for us and it's been great. And actually, Niederauer, Tacopina, I loved him for his ambition, but he sometimes set unrealistic goals, I felt, whereas Niederauer, I think, has a more realistic and serious plan going forward. So I'm excited about that. On the player front, I am excited about what I hear about Busio, but I've not actually seen him play yet. But obviously he must be quite a good player. I think he was MLS Young Player of the Year and has now won the Gold Cup, as you said. Tesman, I saw him briefly in the Coppa Italia game against Frosinone, and he looked okay. The signings, and Caldara had a great game actually in that game, and he is going to be invaluable for his experience in Serie A. We have the good base of a squad anyway. I think that's why we got promoted. I think there are some good players. We lost Youssef Mali to Fiorentina, who I think is going to be a phenomenal player. I think he is going to be playing for Italy in the not too distant future. So that's a big blow. But some of these new players could hopefully fill some of the gaps. And as well as the ones you've mentioned, we've signed Sigurdsson from CSK Moscow. He's played in the Champions League, scored in the Champions League. The player that I'm excited about is Peretz, the Israeli player that we've signed, who came with, you know, quite a big reputation from, albeit Israel, but from what I've seen of him in the friendlies and in the Coppa Italia, he does look like a player that can create things. So I think he could have a good impact for us. So, and then we've signed Okereke up front as well, who's been in Italy before. He hasn't exactly set the world on fire, but, you know, these are players with some experience. I think the key will be whether we can get all of these players to blend together quickly. But that's actually something that we had to do last season as well. And Zanetti proved very good at that. So I'm hoping he'll do the same again this season.
Well, you were unlucky enough to draw Napoli in the first match of the schedule, you know, our Napoli. How are Venezia approaching this match? After checking the projected starting 11, it looked to me like most of the squad on the pitch in the Coppa Italia win this past week was going to be the same for the match against Napoli this weekend, maybe including the three players that I had mentioned, maybe some of the players that you had mentioned. How do you feel about coming into, you know, first match in Serie A, 20 years, it's Napoli. And then, you know, it kind of gets a little lighter through the next couple weeks, Udinese and then Empoli, and then you got Milan. So how do you feel? Are you feeling at all optimistic about getting some points from these matches? What do you think?
Well, no, I mean, the Napoli game is a hell of a game to start off with. You know, I think if we get anything from that game, that'll be a bonus, to be honest. And I think, I anticipate we'll go into it in a fairly defensive mindset and we'll see what we get out of it. But I'm not expecting too much, to be perfectly honest. And then we've got the first three games away from home because there's work being done on the stadium. So, I think it might look like we're doing worse than we have the potential to do at the start of the season, just because it might take us a bit of time to find our feet and because we're playing away from home. But I think we will grow into the season, and I think when we're playing at home, I think we'll have a good support, and that'll definitely help us in the season.
All right. You want to offer a prediction for the match against Napoli, or would you rather not? Us Neapolitans are very superstitious when it comes to offering up predictions. So if you want to, you go right ahead, but that's up to you. What do you think?
I'm pretty superstitious about these things as well, so I'm not going to offer a prediction, but you can tell from what I said that I'm not overly optimistic about it. But we'll see.
Well, how about then a prediction, or not as much of a prediction, but maybe just like an overall feeling of what you think Venezia will do and how they'll do in Serie A? Do they stay up? That's the hot, I guess I'll put you on the hot seat there. Do they stay up this season? You said in the beginning they might struggle to stay up, but, you know, there's another mercato in January. You can see where you're at. You know, you mentioned some of the transfers that I failed to mention. Sigurdsson is being one of them, you know, seems like a good, good pickup. Maybe you guys can hang in there. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, look, I'm the season's not kicked off, but I'm pretty optimistic. I think we've got to be better than three other teams, ultimately. It's going to be very difficult, but, you know, I think, are we better than Salernitana? I think so. Empoli aren't the team they were last season, especially without Dionisi as manager, so I think we have a chance against them. Spezia, and even teams like Cagliari are in a lot of trouble behind the scenes, so you never know. So there's no doubt it's going to be difficult, but Zanetti is actually, I think he'll prove himself to be a really good manager. He's really good at forming a team spirit, which is what got us promoted. They really play for each other, these players. And if he can do the same again this season, then, yeah, I'm optimistic that it'll be a struggle, but, yeah, we'll definitely give it a good go of staying up this season.
Well, Marco, I really do appreciate your time this morning, and I want to offer best wishes to you this season. Have a great time watching it. You know, best wishes to Venezia as a team. Hopefully they can stay up. The definitely best looking team in the league, that's for sure. Getting a lot of attention with the kits and everything like that. You know, enjoy Coppa because they're pretty decent when it comes to stuff like that. And but you guys have always kind of been really fashionable. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a very exciting season. I really hope that you enjoy it. And we'd love to have you back here when maybe when we play you guys again later on down the road, Marco Rinaldi. Thank you so much again. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Chat LTT. This sounds like someone called Frank Sidekick. But this season, I'm going under my actual real name. So hi everyone, my name is actually Henry Bell, Dr. Henry Bell. Basically what's happened is I changed jobs. I work at a different university where I can actually talk about sport and write about sport because it's part of what we do. So the need for me to have a pen name has gone away. So you won't find me on Twitter under Frank Sidekick anymore, but you will, if you look up Henry Bell, you will find me. I won't be tweeting loads about Calcio, but I do still tweet about it. And you can see some of my writing. I've written a couple of articles for the Gentleman Ultra recently, including an article about the best Napoli 11 of the Maradona era without Maradona, which got quite a lot of people talking. Anyway, shame I can't join my colleagues. Recording times and stuff make it really hard. This season, I've got a few things to say. First of all, three Neapolitans won the European Championship. Player of the tournament was Neapolitan. And really, the songs, I don't know if you've been following it, but the Neapolitan pop songs that Insigne got the whole squad to sing, it really brought the whole team together. So, you know, Naples was really at the centre of the great summer of Italian sport. As you may have realised, I'm English. I was not supporting England because of the dreadful arrogance of the fans, although I did respect the England team and what they were standing for, so I was cheering for Italy. Anyway, so that's slightly coloured what I was going to say. So, like, the end of last season was one of the lowest points I've experienced as a Napoli fan for some time. A very strange game. I'll leave other people to talk about why that might happen, whether or not there was something fishy going on there, but it was weird, wasn't it, everybody? And I really needed winning over pre-season. And to some degree, I've been won over, but to other degrees, I haven't. I'm a big Spalletti fan, and I know that some people aren't, and that's fair enough. But back in the day, his 2005 Roma team with Totti as the false nine was one of my favourite sort of non-Napoli Calcio teams in recent memory. Super entertaining. I like how mad he is. And I think he's a really good fit for us footballing-wise. However, that Roma team had a Daniele De Rossi, great player. Done, you know, everything really. Who is that in our team? I mean, the closest we get, I suppose, is Diego Demme. He's injured for quite a long time. And that's my major concern. And, you know, pre-season, Lobotka, you know, was looking well. He looks in shape. He looks different. He's going to have an opportunity to start regularly in Spalletti's, you know, 4-2-3-1. You know, but he's not Daniele De Rossi, is he, everyone? And that makes me worry. On the other hand, I think it's going to be a big season for Fabien. I think he had a fantastic second half of the season. He's a great player, and I think he's going to have a great season. So I can see us entertaining the league. I can see us scoring the most goals in the league. I can see Osimhen winning the Capocannieri. I can see Insigne having a great season. I can see Ciro Mertens actually having a better season, albeit in a supporting role. But unless we sign a midfielder who can tackle or who can dominate the psychology of the team, and that's important. That's where we need that De Rossi figure. We need that guy to really bring the winning mentality to get us up and to get us on the front foot in this team, in order for us to win the Scudetto, I think. And we haven't got that, and I don't think we're going to sign a player like that. So somebody has to step up from the squad, and really that is Fabien. And if Fabien steps up and consistently produces world-class performances, then I think we'll be in with a chance. If he has an inconsistent season, or like half a good season and half a bad season, I can just see us being the league's entertainers and finishing in a similar sort of place to last year. We obviously need a left back as well. And the again, incredibly frustrating with Emerson. It's really frustrating. Why can't we just sign these players? For him to go on loan to another team is ridiculous when, you know, he was so great under Spalletti. He loves playing for him. It would have been great. But anyway, so I am quietly optimistic. I think if Fabien can really step up into a senior role, a bit like Zielinski did last year, which was fantastic, the only real highlight for me of last year, alongside Osimhen's 10 goals towards the end of the season, was Zielinski. If Fabien can be inspired by that and make himself a key player and really fulfil his potential, you know, every week, then we'll be in with a chance. But we need, you know, if I was Spalletti, I would pin a picture of Daniele De Rossi and make Fabien look at it every day. I mean, they're different players, but I'm talking about influence. We need that heartbeat at the centre of the team. And also we've hung on, it looks like, to Koulibaly. So that's huge. Let's not forget that he is top three defender in the world. That's big to have on the team. And in Osimhen, we have the best young striker in the world. I'm not including Haaland in that, because he's a bit older, isn't he? Maybe he's not. Anyway, that's my sort of pre-season thoughts. In terms of the starting 11, I think we've got to go with Meret. Di Lorenzo, what a great tournament he had. We're so, so proud of him. Koulibaly, Romani, who is going to have a really good season as well, I think. Mario Ri at left back. Oh, for God, I can't believe I'm still saying that. Oh, well. Fabien and Lobotka in the double pivot. And then I go for Chucky and Zielinski in the number 10 role. I stand corrected. I've been on the show saying that I think he's more of a number 8, but he was fantastic as the number 10. Obviously, Lorenzo, he's going to have a great season. Him and Spalletti, beautiful. He's not going to Inter, everyone, calm down. It's just the contract negotiation, posturing, and then Osimhen up front. And one last thing I would love to see, if we go up and Osimhen needs a bit of a breather towards the end of the match, I would love Spalletti to bring on Ciro Mertens and to revert back to his glorious mid-noughties false nine stuff that he did at Roma. I just would love to see that. And it would be the first time, this is for my man Ken, we agree on this, the first time that Mertens would be played as a false nine. Because when he scored all those goals a few years ago, he was playing as an actual number nine, which is a really important thing for me, that Giro actually worked out how to play as an inverted commas proper striker. Anyway, really looking forward to the season still. Let's keep our eyes peeled on our Spanish mago in the middle of the park. He's the key to our season, everyone. And he can do it. He's got the talent. He needs the love. He needs the support. Let's get behind him. And looking forward to being on the show a bit more with actual people. I'm up in Scotland these days. So it's a good place to enjoy Italian football. There's a lot of Italians up here. And one of the best pizzerias in the world is in Glasgow. Anyway, ciao. Speak to you again soon. Bye.
And there you have it, That was Marco Rinaldi, and that was the Doctor of Napoli, Henry Bell. You know, that's a really good point that he makes about us not having the De Rossi to Luciano Spalletti. And that, you know, I would like to see who's going to come forward in doing that. You know, obviously, you know, as he mentioned, we'd need a left back. As everybody knows, this is definitely an area of need that we're, you know, going through here. And I don't think it's a secret. I've said this on the rant, and I've said this on, you know, everywhere I go. I'm a little frustrated with how we don't have a left back, even if it's just anyone, just someone to cover, even if they want to start Mario Rui, somebody to cover him, because to me, Ghulam doesn't cut it anymore, and there's not much of a choice after that, you know. So I think we're a stacked team. I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be okay. You know, season starts against Venezia, like you heard Marco. He's not very optimistic about getting points against us. You know, we'll be able to start the season in a positive way, I feel. You know, but I mean, we just need to be covered. You need to be covered. I say we get a left back, we're in a really good spot. But when you know, the doctor over here said what he said about De Rossi, really made a lot of sense. And, you know, we know what Spalletti can bring. He can get the most out of his offense. He can, you know, and he's even gotten a lot of, you know, out of his defense and goalkeepers, you know, good amount of clean sheets in the past with Inter Roma, you know. So maybe he can do that with Meret and Ospina. Let's hope for the best. But anyway, this coming season, I just wanted you guys to know that we are very, very, you know, listen, we all have a lot of things going on, you know. Ken works a lot. Marco is just getting out of lockdown in Canada. You know, poor guys in Canada can't even watch Napoli this weekend, which is ridiculous if you ask me. The you know, Fubo TV has secured the rights for Serie A, Coppa Italia, and the Supercoppa, but they're only showing 5 matches this a weekend to start, and Napoli is not on the docket for this weekend. So, you know, my heartfelt, you know, sympathies to the Napoli fans in Canada, everyone, Joe Fischetti, you know, Gianni, Vincenzo, gosh, there's so many. You know, and all the other, you know, Serie A, Marco, Cubani, D'Onofrio, my gosh. You know, I'm going to have to FaceTime him the match so he can help me cover it, you know. It's a shame. I think that things need to get sorted out there, because it's a shame for Canadians, fans of all teams, you know, Milan, Lazio, Inter, you know, and Australia as well. To be honest with you, Australia right now has nothing. So my heartfelt sympathies to them. Hopefully they can get that sorted out, because Serie A is back. Now, again, you know, we're a very busy crew with life outside of this, but we're going to do our best to bring you the best content we can. Myself, Marco Cubani, D'Onofrio, who's back on Twitter, at Cubani _. Frank Sidekick, Dr. Henry Bell. You know, his Twitter is at DRH Bell. It's not Frank Sidekick anymore. Ken Cioffredi, he's got a Twitch channel that we're ready to launch soon. And, you know, if there's anybody out there that wants to write, honestly, please let me know. DM me at RafaNapoli83. On Twitter, please give me a DM, because if you want to write for us match reports, news, you know, opinion pieces, you know, anything, let me know, and we'll get it sorted out, okay? We're committed to bring you the best content. Of course, we have Raf and Raf Rant live every Monday. We're going to shoot for a start time of 7 o'clock every week. We might go later some weeks. We might go earlier to accommodate our English-speaking Europeans out there. Post-match rant after every match this season, and some of the matches we might do a full pre-post halftime thing. Big shout out to Matteo Bonetti, who landed the lead analyst at CBS Paramount Plus for Serie A, him and Dre Cordero, who are, you know, Dre Cordero, former guest of Far From Vesuvius. We've interviewed him a couple times. Matteo Bonetti has been on the Rough and Rough rant. And, of course, Marco Messina, who's been on the rant as well, of IFTV, landing a studio analyst position as well. It just goes to show you that hard work pays off and good people do get rewarded. And these are three of the best people that I know. And these are three of the best people that I know in Calcio English. So, you know, big shout out to Marco Messina, who's a good friend of ours. Bonetti and Messina I've been able to connect with outside of Calcio as well. Good buddies of mine. So glad that they're doing their thing. And I'm so glad that we're doing our thing. And I'm so glad that you're listening to us. I really, really do appreciate you guys joining in this week. Stay tuned. Enjoy Napoli, Venezia. It's going to be a great season. I can feel it. I know that there are a lot of doubters out there, but I think we're going to be good. I really, really do. Have the faith, guys. As always, Rafa signing out. Forza Napoli sempre.